We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, this is the Coach Mike Gundy Radio Show, brought to you by Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. And by OG&E. Power at the speed of life. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Coach Gundy Radio Show, just north of Boone Pickens Stadium at Slim Chickens. And a lot of good things to talk about tonight, coming off an impressive win over Kansas State last night, 26-13 in front of a sellout crowd at Boone Pickens Stadium. That's put the Cowboys now in the top 25, number 21 in the Associated Press poll, number 25 in the coaches poll. And there were all kinds of good numbers that we'll be talking about this evening. Most notably, the 373 yards on the ground for the squad and a cool 296 for Chuba Hubbard as he continues to rack up almost video game-like numbers at the tailback position so far this season. We'll cover all of that and also get you ready for Texas Tech this weekend. That game's an 11 a.m. kick in Lubbock. We'll have our pregame coverage starting at 9, so hope you can join us for that. If you have a question for Coach Gundy, we've had several come in already. There are two ways that you can share that with us. You can use our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-880-0747. Or you may also use my Twitter handle and send your question to us via Twitter. The Twitter handle is @GoPokesVoice. That's @GoPokesVoice if you have a question you'd like to submit via Twitter this evening. So feel free and send a question in. We'll get those to Coach and give him the opportunity to answer it and try to keep them at least somewhat brief so that, you know, we can get through as many of them as possible. We have several that are on board already this evening. You know, we mentioned the impressive numbers for the offense, and the defense, meanwhile, gave up only 244 yards. That's the fewest yards that Oklahoma State has given up to a ranked opponent in at least 13 years. That's as far as I could go back. There have been a couple of other conference games, both against Kansas, I might add. Don't want to offend the Jayhawks. Those are just the facts. A couple of times against Kansas when Oklahoma State held KU to less than 244 yards of offense. But when you want to go back to a ranked conference team, you have to go back at least beyond 2006 and really beyond 2005 to even have a chance at finding another game. I got back through the 2005 season. It hasn't happened. So that gives you a bit of a historical perspective as to the Cowboy performance. And when your opponent does not have a first down until midway through the second quarter, you're doing a lot of things right. That was the case last night against K-State. K-State only 126 yards rushing, and they came into the game averaging 270 in the top 10 in the country. So there wasn't much doing on the ground, especially early in the game when the game was probably hinging more in the balance, so to speak. We'll take a break, come back. Coach Gundy will be here in just a bit, and we'll start our conversation in just a few moments. Live from Slim Chickens, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield, IMG College.
We're saving your time at Homeland.
Oklahoma is full of Cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Big 12 football is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM Big 12 Radio from experts like Gabe Eichert and me, Holly Rowe, as well as live play-by-play. Try us out for free on your phone, online, and at home. And take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big12SXM.
My son struggled at school for years. He's not like other kids. He was severely bullied. As a parent, you feel hopeless, but giving up was never an option. We needed a public school that's different. We chose Epic. Epic's flexible learning model allows Kenneth to get the education he deserves. He can do his classwork at home where he feels safe and encouraged. Kenneth's a different kind of kid now, thanks to a different kind of school.
I'm so glad we chose Epic.
Real stories from EpicCharterSchools.org.
For the Spelling Bee Championship, your final word is Schwabdog.
Schwabdog. Can you use it in a sentence?
While I was at the OSU game, I enjoyed a juicy, delicious all-beef Schwabdog, proud partner of OSU Athletics.
Schwabdog. Isn't that two words?
Just spell it, kid.
S-C-H-A?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The correct spelling is, who cares how it's spelled? What matters is how it tastes. Hey, everybody, Schwabdog's on me!
Hello, does this mean I win?
No!
Hey, Cowboys fans, put your game face on this football season with the OSU Visa debit card from MidFirst Bank. Get your OSU debit card free with any MidFirst Bank personal checking account. Plus, MidFirst offers OSU credit cards, gift cards, and OSU checks. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to MidFirst.com/Cowboys for more information. MidFirst is proud to be an official partner of OSU Athletics. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. With Steel, you can enjoy great value on tools that will get you there. Right now, save $60 on the powerful MS-250 chainsaw. Real Steel. Find yours. Find a dealer at stihldealers.com. Offer valid through November 30th, 2019 at participating dealers while supplies last. See dealer for details. All prices CDBM SRP.
Game season is here. Let Slim Chickens cater your tailgate for the ultimate win. Chicken tenders, buffalo wings, and more are sure to score points with your biggest fans, and we deliver, making it that much easier to feed your crowd. Place your order through our Slim Chickens app to earn big. The bigger the order, the bigger the reward. Now with 7 locations in Oklahoma and concessions inside Boone Pickens Stadium. Visit us at slimchickens.com to find the location nearest you. Slim Chickens is a proud supporter of OSU Athletics. Slim Chickens. Fresh. Delicious. Chicken.
OG&E is a company that's uniquely Oklahoman. Established before statehood, it's easy to see why we're so deeply invested in the communities we serve. From powering education through teacher grants, providing students with scholarships and internships, even pioneering studies that drive economic growth, OG&E is dedicated to our long-term vitality. So we created OGETogether.com, a site with news sharing our ongoing success stories that shine a light on our bright future. Come see all we can accomplish together.
Welcome back to Slim Chickens. Glad you're with us tonight. Had a nice gathering here as we bring you the Coach Gundy radio show. And if you have a question for Oklahoma State's head football coach, you can send it to us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. Or you may submit it via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. Coach Gundy is here, and I'll just start with this. I don't know how our fans feel, but I can tell you how I feel. That was fun to watch. I mean, to physically dominate the way you did, that was fun to watch.
That was a fun game for all of us. And, you know, it was nice to be in a game where we really feel like the defense had control. And in this league, we don't see that a lot.
Yeah.
Even teams that have finished like we have in the top 20 in the country and in the top 10 in the country, in this league, you're never really protected defensively. And so to be in a game where when the offense did make mistakes in the second half, turning the ball over, the interceptions, defense could go out and either hold them to a field goal or stop them. And so that was a really nice change just based on the competitive nature of this league offensively. So they had a really good scheme. Our coaches did a nice job, and obviously the players bought into it. I felt like we practiced really good. I did have concerns, as I mentioned last week in the press conference, and we talked about on the radio show that they had been very physical. Mississippi State is a really physical football team, and they're big. Their fronts, you know, their guys up front are, you know, 315 to 340.
Right.
And defensively, they don't play with many guys under 300 pounds except in the end.
Sure.
Up front, and Kansas State blocked them and pushed them back throughout the game. So I was a little concerned about that going into this game because we're not very mature up front on our defensive line. And those guys are we've got some size, but we don't have a lot of strength because they haven't been in the weight room. Most of those guys, Cam Murray's been in there, but the other guys hadn't been in there enough. You know, it takes 2 years to get those guys in most cases where they're strong enough to handle their own in there. And then we got good linebacker play again. I had mentioned to you I was concerned about that. I mean, our linebackers move around well, but they're not big. When you talk about playing a team that runs a power play and comes off on you in old school ISO, I had concerns about whether we could hold up as the game went on, and they did fine. Part of the reason is they got off the field on third down so much. And I don't know what they were, 1 for 12 or something like that on third downs. And so
1 for 13.
Yeah, so for that reason, some of those guys only played like 44, 45 plays in a game. You know, and they just played.
It's unheard of.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't at Tulsa. They just played 91.
Yeah.
So that helped. And then the other thing that our guys did, Dave, is we tackled good. We've stressed tackling and we've stressed discipline and wrapping and staying down and finding a way to get them on the ground. And up to this point, we've been pretty good. Now, we missed a few last week, and, of course, we missed a couple or three at Tulsa, which that's going to happen. But overall, I'm hoping that the emphasis we made and the discipline that we've and toughness that we're trying to instill in our players with tackling has helped. We didn't miss a lot of tackles last night. So guys covered them down the field. We came out after the lightning delay and they hit hit the tight end on a vertical route down the boundary, but he was covered pretty good. He was not running wide open, and so for that sometimes that's going to happen. You know, they're going to throw them up. They're going to make some catches. So in most cases, we had guys covered pretty well. And we got off the field on third down. And so we're able to, it's probably the best defensive game we've played in a long, long time when you talk about, a team that's ranked.
Yeah.
Conference play, ranked team.
I was thinking Bedlam 2011. Be about the last time I can remember the defense being that dominant against a pretty darn good team.
That in the year that Baylor came here with RG3, they were sixth in the country or something, or eighth in the country, and I think we beat them 45-3.
2011, and in 2013, that Saturday night game when they came in, had a really good defensive game that night, too.
So this game was comparable to those games. And then offensively, obviously we rushed the ball really well. Played with two new tackles, both freshmen. Was a little scary. 77, first time he's ever played college football. And so it took them a while to adjust to the speed of the game. Now 78 plays guard, but it's not like playing tackle.
Yeah.
The speed's considerably different on the edge. And then 77 had never played before. So... once they adjusted to the speed after the first quarter, they settled in and did okay. And obviously, Chuba ran really well. Tylen quietly has 8 catches for 145 yards, and people don't even mention it anymore. They just expect that. And with the offense, when we did make mistakes and force the ball, Spencer needs to he has to learn to run or throw the ball away, and he doesn't have to make a play every single time. He hasn't gotten that far yet, so he needs to take care of the football. And when we went back out and it got to a 2-score game, they were able to get 4 or 5 first downs in a row and essentially put the game away. That's another example of we didn't do that last year at times. We couldn't rush the football, use the clock, and put the game away. And we did it at Tulsa, and we did it last night. And so those are positives, that the things that you always look to say, okay, where were we better this week than last week? Where are we better this year than last year? And those are areas that we talked about improving, and we have up to this point. Basically, we scored 77. Got a holding call, and he didn't even need to hold the guy. He smashed the guy and had him blocked, and he's got a nasty streak in him, which is good, but he slung him to the ground. He didn't even need to sling him to the ground. When he slung him to the ground, Chuba was 5 yards downfield. It's already a touchdown. So he learned a lesson. We talked to him about it. That's being undisciplined, but he was excited, and he does like to play the game. And so, but those are things that could really hurt you. What if that was the game-tying touchdown? So we talked to him about that. Penalty-wise, we were really good. They called the
offensive pass. Oh, go ahead.
Well, they called the offensive pass interference, and that was like a flop in the NBA.
Oh,
the guy did a great job of he barely touched him with his hand, and the guy did a great job of flopping, for lack of a better term. So it is what it is. They called 95 on an unsportsmanlike. He's just finishing the play, and I've really stressed to those guys the importance of not giving up 15 yards for unsportsmanlikes and hits out of bounds and stuff. But he's got the guy wrapped up, and they don't blow a whistle on the field. In college football, they don't ever blow a whistle unless they're starting the play.
Yep.
When the play's going on, it just ends when it ends. Unless there's a scuffle. So he's got the guy and takes him down. And was it a little late? It was a little late. But, whether it's a violent, unsportsmanlike penalty worth, I don't know. But so, if you take that away, and then 77 at the end of the game on the holding, we only had about 40-something yards in penalties. And that's an improvement from where we've been, and that's an improvement from last year. And the area that I was most pleased with after all that, even as well as the defense played, was how well we played on special teams against them. It's been frustrating the years that we've worked hard and put a plan together and they still beat us on special teams. Mainly because I'm involved in that, and I'm tired of getting my butt kicked by them in special teams. And so we did a few things different, and the guys that do our planning for special teams worked really hard, and we changed a couple things up, and we took some extra time and walked it through with the players multiple times, made sure everybody understood what their role was, and then we practiced it, and we worked on it, and we took it into the game, and they perfected it. They were excellent. In the first two kicks we had, Hale 19 kicked, and they were not good at all. They caught the ball one time on the 11, one time on the 8, and our guys hadn't even crossed the 35-yard line. Should be inside the 30, and that's if the ball goes to the goal line. And that was not good. Those actually was about the worst thing that we could do, is leave the ball in the middle of the field on the 11-yard line, and the coverage unit was only on the 35. So when that first happened, I thought, we're not off to a good start here. And then we end up rallying and making a play, and then we kicked off, you know, however many times, and we were really good with that. Punt was good. They didn't get a chance for a return. We trapped them down there inside the 20 a couple times. Coverage was good. We actually had a shot at a couple punt returns, and their punter punted really well last night. One he boomed way back, and it was really high. I thought we were going to get a return, but things stayed in the air so long that we couldn't get one. And then he line drive one that I thought we were going to get a return, but it was right on the goal, right on the out of bounds. Stoner ran over there and caught it, but he couldn't get a return. So
then it looked like you almost blocked two.
Well, we were close. Yeah. We Tanner McAllister everybody executed the block, which, you know, it takes about seven guys. Everybody has to hit the right spot to give one guy a chance to get the block. And he was by the shield when the ball was in the air and the punter was punting it, and he reached and he's missed. Now, that's not as easy as you think, because he's got to stay leg side of the punter. He can't go directly at the punter, because if he misses, then it, you know, you get the penalty. So he's on the flyby. You remember the wide receiver we had here? He was really good at it. A guy from Houston. I can see his face. I'll think of it here in a second. He blocked two against Texas Tech about 5 years ago at home.
Oh, I know. Those are the ones Zach Craig scooped one up and ran it back for a touchdown.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember
him.
Who blocked it. He's the one who scooped it.
He was a wideout. I'll think of his name. But anyway.
Was it Harrison? Michael Harrison?
No. Anyway, so Tanner is on the drive-by, and he's by the shield, and he reaches out with the right hand to take the ball off the foot of the right-footed punter. And he, one time he just missed it, and the other time he was just a little bit late. So we had good plans there. Other than us forcing the ball down the field, Spencer throwing his across his body and turning it over, it was a very well played game from top to bottom, and we played well as a team. They handled the lightning delay, went in, and they were able to relax, and coaches were able to put some thoughts together and make some adjustments based on what we felt like that we were seeing. Guys came out and played well. We exchanged field goals and went back in with the same lead that we had prior to the delay. We came out in the third quarter and held them, and that's when Chuba broke off the long run, and that really energized our fans, energized our players, energized our team, and gave us the kind of the MO that we needed there to finish the game off. So overall, it was a great night for us. I was really excited for the crowd. I know it's extremely difficult to however long our delay was. I don't even know how long.
About an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can imagine sitting around waiting an hour and 15 minutes, but the stadium looked good. It was loud. The crowd was encouraging. We came back out. People were still excited about Cowboy football. They hung in there and stayed till the end. and we're very appreciative of that to the people and taking the time and effort to come to the game and stay even after a delay. So overall, it was a good night.
You know, honestly, and please don't take this the wrong way, but if someone would have said, you're starting two different tackles, you're going to put Rye Schneider in at center. Now, he's played, but then you're going to have to shuffle the rest of your line. You'd only have one guy that played in the same place the previous week, and that's Marcus Keys. And someone would have said, oh, by the way, you're going to rush for 373 yards with that group. Now, I have to admit, I don't think I'd have felt very confident in that. So there was a whole lot that went right that made that happen.
I would have taken 173. If somebody said, will you take 175 right now before you go in the game, I'd have said yes.
Really?
Sure. We got four guys playing out of position.
Yeah.
Two tackles that have never played the tackle spot at this level. One guy's never played. So, you know, you can't just go in and say you're going to be automatically have success. Now, obviously, Chuba helps the cause. They were, you know, a lot of the blitz and things they were doing early in the game that worked to their benefit after Coach Dickey cleaned up the assignments on the sideline and they ran themselves out of their gaps. Okay, they're running through and we get a piece of them and then there's a crease and then the safety would misfit two or three times and then you can't catch him when he gets in the open field. So they kind of, you know, they fed it to themselves, but obviously they thought that was the best plan, and it was a little bit of hit and miss based on running themselves out of gaps, and then the safety had a hard time fitting on those A-gap plays. It worked to our benefit.
I had a comment that come in. We'll get to this before we go to break, and basically to summarize what was said, curious how you feel about this team's chemistry, how they kind of go about their business. What kind of vibe do you have there, perhaps comparing this team to some others recently?
I really like where we're at, and I say that most years, but our culture has been in place so long now for 15 years, and the stability that we have with Rob Glass and him being with him every day and his strength staff and Tudman. And a lot of us have been here a long time. So fortunately, we don't have a lot of issues. And our players understand the team concept and being unselfish in a world and a society today that's not driven by being unselfish. Most people and everybody, particularly athletically, it's all about look at me, versus the team concept. So that's something that we work toward and talk about every day, to try to give ourselves the best chance to play as a team in a team sport, the ultimate team sport, being football. I like the chemistry. I like the vocal leadership that's starting to develop amongst the group. Anybody that's been around a team sport and particularly football knows that the players have to self-motivate and lead themselves. Coaches can't do it. Somebody's got to generate that power and that chemistry and the willingness to play for the other guy. And we're starting to get that. I was just excited that we were able to play well enough after practicing extremely hard and physical practices. You know, you've seen our practices. They've been really physical.
Oh, very much so.
So sometimes when you do that, if the game doesn't go your way, it's almost counterproductive. But when they reap the benefits of hard work by playing well and having success, and it allows us as coaches to keep coaching them harder.
Yeah.
And it just all works together. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but when it does, it sure makes the coach's job a lot easier, and that helps with the chemistry that the text was referring to.
We'll take a break, come back with more in a moment. Live from Slim Chickens, just north of Boone Pickens Stadium, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield, IMG College. Oakley Fence has been securing North Central and Central Oklahoma homes and property for 50 years. And the reason for Oakley's long-term success is simple. Oakley Fence offers top-quality fence in a variety of styles that can fit almost any budget. Oakley fences are handcrafted from the ground up with attention to every detail. Oakley offers wood, iron, and chain-link fences, as well as gates and operators. Put the same fence on your property that you see across the OSU campus. Trust Oakley Fence. Oakley Fence, the fence in North Central and Central Oklahoma.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Discount Drug, our pharmacists answer your phone calls directly, and we believe in personalized face-to-face service from people that you know. We value our customers at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
If your air conditioner sounds like
boom, boom, boom,
you should call Advantage.
Does your heater ever sound like
clunk, 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 clunk?
Clunk, 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 clunk.
You should call Advantage. For a $65 service fee, we'll diagnose the problem and quote the cost of repair before the work is done.
Advantage Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our promise is simple. If we don't fix it, we'll give your money back. You need to call us.
You need Advantage.
Are you always in a rush with less and less free time? At First National Bank and Trust Company, we value our customers' busy schedules. From free mobile deposit to free bill pay, First National Bank is there to make life easier. First National Bank and Trust Company, your first choice in banking, with branches located in Stillwater, Morrison, Weatherford, Cordell, and Hinton. Go Pokes! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
No matter what you need to keep your home cool and comfortable, TempStar has it. From complete heating and cooling systems to the latest in Wi-Fi capable thermostats, we have everything you need to stay comfortable. That's why you should make TempStar your first choice for all of your cooling needs. Visit TempStar online at TempStar.com to find a dealer near you. TempStar, quality you can feel.
Hey parents, have you signed your kids up for the Pistol Pete's Partners Kids Club? Pistol Pete's Partners is the official OSU Athletics Kids Club, designed to get kids excited about OSU and become fans at a young age so they can be fans for life. For just $30, members receive discounted football and men's basketball ticket offers. Get in free to OSU soccer, women's basketball, tennis, wrestling, baseball, softball, have exclusive access to parties with the athletes, and much more. Visit okstate.com/kidsclub to sign your kid up today. Go Pokes!
Welcome back. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from right here at Slim Chickens. Remember the tailgate pack if you're having a nice gathering for the game next Saturday against Tech. It starts at 11, so lunch is in play. Give Slim Chickens a call and ask for the tailgate pack, and your party will be well fed and taken care of. Okay, let's get to questions. One asking about, with the attention Wallace has received, is there a way to get Jordan McCray more involved than the other receivers at that position, given how tall those guys are over at the X spot?
Yes, we're in the process now. We're working on that. They played with a corner over there, and a safety would come down low and support the run, so that there is some options there that we could have taken advantage of. What we liked more than anything was they kept taking the safety and putting it over the top of number two, and that allowed us to run the ball in the middle of the field, and there's nobody in the middle of the field. Now, there's times we didn't execute it like we should, and then there's times we missed the throws, but it's still an opportunity for us to give the ball to a very, very good running back when the safety completely removes himself out of there. So we're in agreement. We know we've got to get the ball back over there to the X receiver, and we will. We've got a plan for that, and we're working on it. That block punch was Austin Hayes.
Ah, that's what it was.
Yeah,
yes.
It came to me. Austin Hayes, yeah. I think he blocked two of them in the same game.
You know, and Zach Craig blocked two in the same game in 2012 against Tech.
So he did, that's right. Yeah.
You've had some good success in that area, especially during that particular time frame. What do you see with Chuba Hubbard that you maybe didn't expect? I mean, obviously we're seeing durability at a very high level, explosivity at an incredibly high level, just all those elements. But what have you seen up to this point that maybe caught you by surprise, like, wow, I didn't know he could do that? Has there been that kind of wow moment for you, or did you just see all this coming?
We thought he was a good player. Did we see all this coming? No. The one area that we knew he could be effective is we could get him in the open field, he's hard to catch. We knew that. We knew that from day one. But, you know, we're almost halfway through the season to a certain extent. We're getting close. And his durability and workhorse mentality was not something I was aware of. We're going to have to protect him a little more. Now, he had 25 carries. That's not real bad.
Right.
You know, you'd love for him to carry it 20 times and get some help. LD was better in this game.
Okay.
We talked about that.
Yep, we did.
And so we challenged him to stick his foot in the ground and run north and south or east and west on our field, quit running sideways and pitter-patting with his feet. And he did a much better job. So that's encouraging. And we need to continue to develop those guys. But with him, I just didn't know that we would be able to get, this many carries from him. Because he's got to be at, what, about 120 carries now or something like that total?
Yeah.
Close.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the one area that I'm a little surprised with, was just, you know, his ability to continue. And we have to protect him in practice now.
Which you did last week.
Yeah, and we have to do it again. And the other thing that is impressive, he drops his shoulder now. He'll run you over too. And he'll run away from you, but at the end of the game, he just dropped his pads and just ran right through everybody into the end zone. So that's encouraging for our team.
Even your quarterback did that a couple of times. One time on the sideline, it was kind of a shoulder blow takedown of the K-State defensive back. I don't know how you feel about that, but it was fun to watch as long as Spencer's okay.
No doubt. I'm not real high on that.
I didn't figure you were. Someone asking, and I know this is an area you don't like to get into, but maybe you can offer some information. You were without Dylan Galloway last night, left at tackle. You were without Tevin Jenkins last night, your other tackle. Tyler Lacey did not play last night. And someone asking, any chance of getting any of those guys back for Texas Tech?
Yes, yeah, we should be able to get some of those guys back.
Okay.
Hopefully.
That's just kind of a little update there as far as the injuries are concerned. You know, defensively, Kansas State came into the game, of course, as you mentioned, not only rushing the football effectively, but doing it in a sort of an unorthodox way. So it was the potential to be kind of a tricky preparation week. Jim Knowles told us Thursday, he said, hey, we're older, we don't think about this, but when you talk about an I formation, for our players, it might as well be option or wishbone because it's so foreign to them. They've never seen it. They don't even, you know, it's just completely different to them. And yet they were able to go out pretty much from the first snap and shut them down, doing some different things. And so obviously there was quite an involved preparation week for that, but goodness, there didn't seem to be many flaws at all.
We put in a couple things during the week where our offense could help the defense, giving them a look at those formations and full speed attack because of just what you said. These guys don't see that. They don't see those formations, and they don't see a fullback in the backfield and coming straight downhill at them and so on and so forth. So we worked hard on it. It concerns us because linebacker play is instinctive, and fitting gaps is instinctive. And what happened to Kansas State against us is they got out of their gaps, and Chuba was able to pop through there. Well, that's a scary thought going up against the eye just based on not having that many reps to stop it. So I was very pleased with the concepts, the schemes, and then the players buying in during the week.
Yeah, and it was an interesting deal, I think, with trying to remember, was it – two back and two tight end coming into the game, they were 100% run every single snap, and they lined up in it last night, and they ran the football. I mean, that's a little unique in our league when teams are trying to score every play. I would guess that a team, you know, and that's not to be critical, but it's just obviously how confident they are in their ability to do things out of that formation, and
That's right.
They had no success with it last night.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to watch how they adjust throughout the year being in this league. You know, sometimes guys say, hey, we're just going to find a way to make it happen, and sometimes guys adjust. You know, they changed at Texas. They're not anything, in my opinion, like what they were 2 years ago. They made those, you know, they made that adjustment. And you see it, and then sometimes you see people stay the same. It'll be interesting to watch them and their staff and see if they feel like they need to make changes or they can stay with that style of play.
Time for a break. We're at Slim Chickens just north of Boone Pickens Stadium here in Stillwater, and we'll be back with more after this. It's Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield, IMG College.
I believe in public education, but my children have some needs that just can't be met by our local school. But I found Epic. It's a free public school that blends online learning with face-to-face instruction. It's flexible, safe, and my kids can learn at their own pace. They have access to free counseling if they need it, and Epic doesn't give up on any student. Epic teachers are awesome. Maybe it's because Epic offers the highest teacher pay in the state. I love Epic, but better yet, my kids love Epic.
Real stories from EpicCharterSchools.org.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
I'm so glad the farmer's market is back. Which stand do you want to hit up first?
Pickle stand. Oh, but they don't take debit cards.
Oh, man.
It's fine. Bank of Oklahoma has ATMs on pretty much every block. So anyway, we'll def get some pickles and see an ATM.
Yep, more than 450 free ATMs statewide. Number 3 on the 100 ways we can help. Check out the other 99 at bankofoklahoma.com/100ways. Bank of Oklahoma. Long live your money.
What's the only place to get hyped for game day? Gain access to free giveaways and everything OSU Athletics? Follow OSU Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. You'll be the first to receive updates directly from the athletic department for all cowboy and cowgirl sports as they compete for conference and national titles. Visit okstate.com and click the media tab to find a list of all sports, coaches, and OSU personalities to follow. Go Pokes!
At Brahms, we offer more than just burgers, shakes, and fries. We have an entire fresh market for your everyday grocery needs, from farm fresh milk to meats, freshly baked breads, and produce. We also carry a wide variety of our premium ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sherbet. And with Brahms delivery trucks running 7 days a week, our items are always fresh. Stop by your neighborhood Brahms Fresh Market for an incredibly fast, incredibly convenient grocery shopping experience so you can spend more time on things that matter most.
Bob Moore Kia Buick GMC and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are not just fans of OSU Cowboys. We are as devoted and loyal to them as generations of Polk fans have been. The same way that generations of Oklahomans have relied on the Bob Moore brand. Whether it's a new, pre-owned, or certified, we have the vehicles Cowboy fans are searching for. We are committed to the orange and black, and we are committed to you. Respectfully, Bob Moore, proud partner of your OSU Cowboys.
Welcome back to Slim Chickens. It's a Coach Gundy Radio Show, and tonight's show brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of OSU Athletics, and they remind you to enjoy responsibly. If you have a question for Coach Gundy, a couple ways you can send it to me, but do it quick. You can send it to us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338, or you may submit your question via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. Texas Tech, what have you seen up to this point?
Completely different than what we just saw. For the most part, all spread and playing really fast. You know, obviously this team huddled up. Texas Tech, when they want to, will play faster than we do when we want to.
Really?
Yeah. They're trying to snap the ball by 31 seconds when they're in their turbo mode, which is really, really, really fast. and they, you know, they're trying to run the read zone concept. The quarterback's playing that played some last year after the I don't know if the other one's back.
I don't think he is. I don't think he will be.
So, So the other one's playing that played last year. So he'll run some read zone, and he moves around a little bit. And they throw a lot of quick game stuff. More of the traditional air raid, where a lot of quick game, a lot of slants, a lot of underneath stuff. And then they chunk it deep. They like to throw it deep about, probably one out of every five or six times. A lot like we used to be, before we've kind of circled back into some tight end play. I mean, that's what we used to be. And so that's what you're getting. Defensively, a lot of different things. Three down. If you have a tight end in the game, or particularly two, they'll get in some four down. A lot of coverages in the back end. They're playing what Texas played. They're playing that two hole drop eight. But they have blitzed a bunch. They'll zero blitz and they'll five man and six man pressure. And if you do not have an answer for blitz, they're going to keep doing it. And that's what they've done. A lot like the team we played last night. When I mentioned to you in their first three games. Nichols, Bowling Green, and then Mississippi State is not as experienced a quarterback as they have been. They blitz like crazy. They did us a little, but not as much as they had. Up until this point, Texas Tech has blitzed a lot, and they blitzed OU a lot. And OU is, their structure and their offense built a lot like we are now. In that their quarterback's mobile.
Yeah.
They're playing with the tight end like we are. They got skill at wide out and blah, 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 whatever. But it's very similar, and they blitzed them all night or all day yesterday. I haven't got the percentages yet. I'm going to say one out of five, I'll bet you, or maybe one out of four. They brought
a
bunch and played man, and then they would drop off and play. So they're doing a lot of different things. I've just watched a game and a half on them. So you're getting a variety of things defensively, and then offensively you're getting more of the traditional air raid concepts. So it's we talk about it all the time in college football. You got to get over that Saturday and get ready to get to Sunday and start working on the next guys. And so tonight, when the show's over and I go back to work and we have practice tonight and meetings and such, hopefully we can get the guys back and refocused and get them to a point where we can get rolling.
It's with your defensive personnel groups and so forth, when you're facing a team that goes that fast, one of the things that it prevents is substitutions, and that's what you often catch teams in a situation where they can't match up personnel group wise. When your defense faces a team that goes tempo, to what extent does it impact what you guys are doing?
Well, it's the same. You got to call plays and call them fast. That's why teams run turbos and play up tempo. To try to force the hand on the defense coordinator and then try to get players out of position. And so you have to be really, really disciplined. You got to get lined up. Got to understand gap responsibility. If you're a run pass defender, you can't get your eyes violated. You got to believe what you see. You got to be in the right spot and be patient. And that's what's important, in my opinion, facing teams that play a lot of up tempo.
We'll take a break, come back with more after this. We're at Slim Chickens just north of Boone Pickett Stadium, and this is the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire, and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield IMG College. Glad you're with us. Texas Tech coming up this weekend. A question coming in from Devin on Twitter. You know, has there been a player, a newcomer, even just someone who's not a newcomer that maybe wasn't on the radar for most fans that's turned out to be pretty darn good so far? Anybody just come immediately to mind that maybe has popped in out of the blue, for lack of a better term?
You know, Trey Sterling has played really well. And I just mentioned to him in the team meeting today on video when we were watching. He was actually our player of the game. And a year ago at this time, he was kind of lost, which happens with a lot of young people. And if they're not a starter or if they're a backup and they're not getting in as much, and it's hard for young people to stay focused and stay the course. And he's become a pretty good football player. And he's still young and he's still inexperienced because he's really only played five games we've played. He didn't play enough last year except on special teams. But he's become a reliable player for us and seems to be in the right spot and plays the game and processes information. He's a guy that we were hoping that would turn out like this, and so far he's done well. And then now he's excited about football again.
Yeah.
And so that's really neat. That's the fun part of my job as the head coach, is to see that development of young people and see a smile on their face and have success. You know, he made the tackle. They tried to – it was second and 11, and they tried to run the handoff sweep to the left toward their bench in about the it would have been the fourth quarter. And it was still at that time it was a two-score game.
Yes.
And if they scored, then, you know, it's a much different game. And everybody was blocked because we were thinking pass. Everybody was blocked. They hand the ball off and go around the edge, and he takes a great angle and runs and undercuts the blocker and lays out and dives and wraps and rolls and gets the guy up. And he puts them in a third and 14.
Yeah, which, this is a tremendous play.
Which is not good for them. And that was – that kind of iced it from that point moving forward, because they ended up getting, I don't know, 6-7 yards and ended up fourth and 3 or 4, and they kicked a field goal. Which kept it a two-score game, and which is a big difference when you're calling plays offensively for us. So sure. He's a guy that's it's really been a pleasant surprise.
Well, and precipitated by the move of Malcolm Rodriguez mm-hmm. down to safety, and he jumping into Malcolm's spot. All of that has worked. Of course, Malcolm's done it. I know you've complimented him for his very good play, but all of that goes sideways if Trey can't go in and fill Malcolm's spot, right?
You got to think about making an adjustment because the safety spot that he's playing at right now is extremely difficult. And so if you're struggling there, then you have to think about moving him back. And when at that particular time, we didn't have any depth at linebacker.
Yeah, as you were down Kevin Henry, you were down Devin Harper.
Mm-hmm.
Of course,
Bundage
still hasn't played. Yeah, he did. You were a tough spot.
Yeah, we were in a tough spot. So it's been a pleasant surprise for us.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate the visit. Good to catch up on Sunday night. And congratulations on the win last night. It was surely fun to watch. And one more and then a breather.
That's right.
You get a game.
We need
get a
break.
Week without a game.
We need a lot of work, and then we need a break. Yeah, everybody needs to take a little time off, so it'll be good. But it was good. It was awesome. The crowd was awesome. We appreciate all the support with the students and the fans coming out and sticking with us through the weather delay.
Yeah, because it was of some length. Coach, have a great week of work, and we'll catch up with you.
All right, thank you.
Cowboy head coach Mike Gundy, we're here at Slim Chickens for the Coach Gundy Radio Show, and we'll wrap things up after this. This is Cowboy Football from Learfield IMG College.
We're saving your time at Homeland.
Oklahoma is full of Cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home, Homeland.
Cowboys fans, a winning team is built on relationships and trust. Every member of the team has to deliver. At Medica Health Plans, we understand. We know how much your family counts on your health insurance, and we work hard to keep your plan working for you each and every day. When you call us, we're listening. We hear you. We understand. And when you carry a Medica member card, you can be assured we've got you covered. Medica Health Plans.
This is Debbie at Charlie's Discount Drug. Did you know that a prescription is not required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug? We have an ever-growing gift selection, including gifts for him, her, and the kids. We also have a wide variety of pop and candy. There's no prescription required to shop at Charlie's Discount Drug. 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Fans, the University Store is the ultimate shopping destination for Cowboy fans on OSU game day. Shop the largest, best selection of Oklahoma State clothing and gifts at the University Store's flagship location in the OSU Student Union or at any of five Boone Pickens Stadium locations, including the expansive West End Zone store. Or you can shop online 24/7 at shopokstate.com. Tech game again is an 11 a.m. kick in Lubbock, Texas. And that means we'll crank things up on the Cowboy Radio Network at 9 from the Stonewolf Casino with Adam Hildebrandt, Deion Amade, and Clint Schelf. Then after that, it's the bye week for Oklahoma State, one of two that the Cowboys will have this year. And so you wonder, well, how do you know what year Oklahoma State and everybody else gets two bye weeks as opposed to one? It all has to do with how the calendar falls. Basically, if you have an early Labor Day and a late Thanksgiving, you'll end up with two bye weeks. That's what's happened here. Remember, we opened at Oregon State on the Friday of Labor Day, and it wasn't even September yet. And you think about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, I think, is the 28th of November. December 1st is that Sunday of that weekend, so you're playing on the 30th. So when the calendar lines up that way, and there's a better explanation for it than that is more scientific, but In simplistic terms, that's what we're dealing with. So that's why you have two off weeks. And I believe the Cowboys are the last team or one of the last teams to get the first bye week. And for this team, given its youth, lack of depth in some areas, Chuba Hubbard carrying the ball at an incredible rate, two off weeks for this team. Oh, this is a great year to have two off weeks. This team will take every amount of rest it can get. So it's funny how it works out. Cowboy fans, next time you plan to dine or stay in Stillwater, make sure to visit Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Eskimo Joe's, Mexico Joe's, the Smoky Pokey, and the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org Dine and Stay in Stillwater program, supporting all the OSU athletic teams. And the official grocery partner of Cowboy football is Homeland. They offer party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks that make your game day one to remember. Thanks to you for spending your Sunday evening with us. For Coach Gundy, I'm Dave Hunziker. We'll talk to you later in the week. It's been the Coach Gundy Radio Show, live from Slim Chickens in Learfield, IMG College.
On the Cowboys Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, the Mike Gundy Show has been brought to you by OG&E. Power at the speed of life. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Charlie's Discount Drug, where discount is our middle name. Located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater. And by MidFirst Bank, your home for the OSU Visa debit card and the OSU Visa credit card. True to your money. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Cowboys Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.